Well, the kids in Louis's class already knew what they were going to give up for Lent. Now, some were giving up sweets, others going to put away their video games. Another, well, she was going to walk to school instead of getting a ride with her dad once a week. But for Louis, he already did all of those things. Well, in her new book for children, Claudia Cangilla McAdams shares how Louis was still able to have a holy Lent, not by giving up, but by giving. Claudia McAdams is a Catholic award-winning author of books for kids and teens, and her faith-based titles invite children to grow, love, and live their Catholic faith. Claudia is joining me today to tell us a little bit more about Louis. Good morning, Claudia. Thanks so much for joining us today on The Morning Blend.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Well, Claudia, even in my own upbringing, I went to Catholic schools. I had a nun, just like Louis did, kind of helping us to become holier. And well, this time we always talked about giving up. But Lent really is an opportunity to grow. So how is that opportunity for children meant to be understood, especially through the eyes of your book and Louis?
That's a great question. You know, we adults and kids are encouraged to do three specific things during Lent: prayer, almsgiving, and fasting. And some of us do all of those. Some of us do one or two of those. Some of us do none of those. So in this story, Louis's Lent, it's a fictional story set in modern times about a boy who, as you said, his classmates are saying what they're going to be giving up and, you know, what they're going to be doing for Lent. And he just can't come up with what he should do. And so instead of giving something up, he really takes a different course. And in the process, he probably has the best Lent ever, because what he does is he aids his classmates in their resolutions during Lent. He helps them with their fasting or their bad habits that they're trying to kick, or giving up something they love like video games. And in so doing, they benefit and he benefits. And that's really what's at the core of Lent for all of us, is to not just give something up, but to do something new.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and parents and grandparents especially are great resources for their children, for their grandchildren, to understand this true meaning during Lent. Kind of how can parents, you know, with your book, kind of help children kind of realize their ability to grow in holiness, even at their young age? We're all called to do that.
We are. And there's a lot of things that parents can do. First of all, by modeling that Lenten behavior. And, you know, in your family too, if you could add doing one more thing as a family that might help deepen your Lent, I make a lot of suggestions I have a discussion and activities guide that's available for free at my website, ClaudiaMcAdam.com, that goes along with this book. And I give a few ideas of what families could do. And of course, I don't expect everybody to do everything, but you can choose one thing, like going to an additional mass during the week, spending time in Eucharistic adoration, going to Stations of the Cross on Friday, certainly going to the Sacrament of Reconciliation. And there are other things like that we can do. And adding just even one of those, if they're not a usual practice, can help us deepen our understanding of Lent and our relationship with Jesus. That's what's at the core of Lent. We want to recall Jesus's fasting and his isolation in the desert for 40 days. Our Lent is 40 days. We want to be like Jesus and increase our prayer life, increase our fasting, and increase our almsgiving, whether that's financial almsgiving or giving of our time and talent to other people.
Louis's Lent is the name of her new book by Claudia Cangilla McAdams. She's joining me today to talk a little bit more about, well, maybe a little precocious young man. Well, let's talk about Louis, because I think, well, there are kids that can relate, because it can be difficult to go, you know, this is what we need to do for Lent. And as adults, sometimes we even struggle with our own Lenten practices. But for children, well, through Louis's eyes, they can go a lot deeper. So let's just talk about this young man and how you thought about him, and if there's maybe a true boy behind Louis's story.
Louis is totally fictional, but in a way, I think he can represent a lot of us. You know, Louis sees his classmates, some give up sweets. Well, he's not allowed to eat sweets, so he doesn't have that to give up. Mm-hmm. Some vow to not watch, you know, not play video games. Well, his family can't afford video games, so he doesn't have that either. And some vow to do something different, like getting up on time every morning. Well, Louis doesn't have a bad habit he can identify, so he really doesn't know what to do. And because of that, he said, thinks to himself, well, I'm going to help this girl through her fasting. I'm going to help encourage her. I'm going to take my friend who loves video games to the park on Saturday, where we can ask to help coach the preschoolers in their soccer practices. And so he goes by his friend's house that gets up late every day to make sure he's up every morning on time. He does things to improve the lives of his friends. And in so doing, he also grows. And although at the end of Lent, he thinks he's failed in having a good Lent. And his teacher, Sister Mary Lawrence, points out that doing things for other people is like doing them for the Lord. And when Jesus said, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, Louis has intuited that and lived that out.
Claudia, I think that for parents with young kids, it's real important for them to do these things together, right? To help encourage your young kids. Well, we can give up something, but definitely need to do something. That is something I think maybe not until I was older did I realize I was good at giving up maybe the candies or the treats, but it's the doing. And maybe right. As a family together, I think Louis Lent can also encourage parents to do things with their kids. And there's many opportunities as Catholics that we can do those things.
Right. Even simple things in your home. For example, if you're all giving up candy for Lent, let's say, when somebody gets an urge and says, oh, I really would like a piece of candy. I'm dying for some candy. That's a good opportunity to say, let's think about people who are starving, who are dying for food, literally. Let's pray for them right now and do that together. Or let's put aside the money we would have spent on candy and let's give it to the food bank or go purchase nutritious food and take it to the food bank. So incorporate a positive outcome for what you're giving up or what you're trying to stay away from in order to strengthen your own resolve and your own Lenten experience.
Well, there is something to learn for parents, grandparents, and children in Louis Lent, the new book by Claudia Cangilla McAdam. Claudia, tell our listeners where they can find a copy for themselves.
A good place to start is your local Catholic bookstore. If they don't have it in stock, they can certainly order it. It's published by Ascension Press. So you can go to ascensionpress.com/Ash Wednesday and learn all about Louis there, or visit me at my website, www.claudiamcadam.com. There's a book trailer, so you can get a little insight into what the book is about, what it looks like. And you can also request the discussion and activities guide that goes along with this book, and I'll get you the PDF for free.
Oh, fantastic. And while they're at your webpage, well, there's all kinds of things to find out there. Tell our listeners a little bit about that.
I have a lot of books for kids, a lot of faith-based books. So you're welcome to explore those. And there's book trailers. So 90 seconds, a little video of 90 seconds of each book where you can learn about what the book is like. And as I said, there's the resource guide for all of my picture books. And if anyone would like me to make a presentation to their homeschool group or their religious ed class or their Catholic school class or whatever, you can contact me at my website and I'd be happy to do a Zoom presentation with you. Or if I'm nearby, come in person.
Oh, that is fantastic. You know, if we have learned anything during this pandemic, well, we have found out that we can connect in many ways to people that we would not ordinarily be able to talk to. Claudia, that is wonderful that you would be able to have those resources and your time available to groups. Encourage all of our listeners to definitely check that out and check out Louis Lent. Claudia, thank you so much for your time today.
Brenda, it was a joy. God bless you, and I wish you a fruitful Lent.
Oh, and to you too. And again, that was Claudia Cangilla McAdam. The name of her new book, Louis Lent, it is out by Ascension Press. I will be sure to add a link to where you can get to Ascension Press, order a book for yourself, and also find Claudia's webpage with all of her resources. You're going to find those links on the podcast of this interview, materdeiradio.com.